today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
45-24, our scores. We are underway. Second half, Missouri Western with a lead, Emporia State with a basketball. Victoria Price in traffic, just left a layup, a little short, hit the side end of the rim, and the rebound goes to Missouri Western. Into front court comes Clark, and here comes the pressure defensively as Emporia State ratchets it up. Here's Gonzalez, gets it off to Trinity Knapp. Her shot is no good, and the rebound to Emporia State. Treasure Job across the timeline with the basketball for Emporia State as they play to the basket to our left this time. Out front it goes to Audrey Beatty. Audrey takes it in the lane against Knapp, gets it underneath, gets around the defense, layup good for Audrey Beatty, showing that she has a little bit of moves underneath the basket, got the defense out of position, laid it up and in. Johnny Gonzalez into front court, gives it off to Cunningham, now gives it back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez dribbles it to the right side, top the free throw circle. Knapp for a 17-footer, and Trinity Knapp knocks it in. That's her second made field goal of the ball game. Makes it 47-26, Missouri Western. Treasure Job across the timeline, working against Gonzalez. One-handed pass right side. It goes to Elena Hartman, who gives it off to Sydney Tenner. Gives it back to Elena Hartman. Elena now dribbles out on the wing. Tries to lob it to the free throw circle. Gets it to Audrey Beatty. And coming around from behind and stealing the ball away from her, Connie Clark. That's an IQ of high on the basketball side of it. Here's Budgets for three. Out the mark, no good. Rebound, Audrey Beatty for Emporia State. Gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure just in front of the free throw line. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound goes to Clark. Gets it off to Trinity Knapp. Up the floor to Gonzalez. Gonzalez kicks it off on the wing right side. Three-point shot off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound goes to Emporia State. It was Cunningham who missed the three. Treasure Job into front court. Dishes it off. Elena Hartman. Left elbow three. Swish. A hair crafter's three for Elena Hartman. She has five. And it's 47-29, Missouri Western. And here's a steal. Well, nope. The net got tied up. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342-6172. Make an appointment at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. And Coach Toby Wynn asking about a possible steal. And I think they just gave a warning to Coach Toby Wynn. Missouri Western plays the ball and bounds in backcourt. Out front with it, Gonzalez. Gives it off to Knapp. Down low to Cunningham, and she traveled with it. Shuffled her feet, and she wasn't sure she did that, but official said, yep, you shuffled your feet before you dribbled. Turnover gives it right back to Emporia State. 47-29. Missouri Western with the lead, 7:24 to play, third quarter. Treasure Job with the basketball. Takes it to the right side of the floor. She'll launch a three, left it short. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. It hit the side of the rim. They'll lob it up the floor. Get it to Clark, being double-teamed. They lob, now work it to Cunningham on the wing right side. Now kicks it back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez in the lane. Oh, bobbled it, but didn't double-dribble. Missouri Western maintains control of the basketball. Gonzalez top the key to Cunningham. Dribbles it to the right side. Underneath the basket, gets her shot blocked by Audrey Beatty. And then Treasure Job has the ball and gets ran over by Cunningham. Jordan Cunningham picking up her first personal foul. Team foul number one on Missouri Western. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 47-29, Emporia State trailing by 18. Treasure Job with the basketball, takes the left side of the floor. Somebody lost their shoe, and that's Treasure Job. She puts up a shot, and she's going to get fouled. She'll be at the free throw line to shoot a pair. They call the foul on Johnny Gonzalez. That is her first. Team foul number two on Missouri Western. Treasure Job reinserts her foot into her shoe, steps up to the free throw line, and clinks it off the back end of the rim. Coming into this game, Treasure, 12th leading free throw shooter in the MIAA, a 75% free throw shooter. She's now made 61 of 82 free throw attempts, and the second free throw is good for Treasure. gives her 9 points in the game. Makes it 47-30. Missouri Western with a lead by 17. This is Gonzalez out front working against Treasure Joe. Bounce pass left side, high post. It goes to Trinity Knapp. She'll take it from left to right, gives it off to Budgets, and then Treasure Job comes up with a steal. They'll get a tie-up on the call. Well, some places you might get a foul. The alternate possession arrow points to Missouri Western. Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore into the lineup, replacing Audrey Beatty. Missouri Western will play the ball inbounds. That's Cleo Murray, who's checked into their lineup, replacing Cunningham. Here's Knapp from just behind the free throw circle, and her shot is good. Trinity Knapp with six. Not quite a three-pointer. Here's Treasure Joe working right side. Runs to the basket. Shot up. No good. Foul, though. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul will be Johnny Gonzalez. That's her second. Team foul number three on the Griffins here in this third quarter. 6 minutes to go here in this third frame. Treasure Joe at the free throw line. Knocks down the first free throw. That's one thing Emporia State did not do in the first quarter or in the first half, is get to the free throw line. They only shot one free throw. Second free throw is good for Treasure. Treasure's now 3-for-4 from the free throw line. She has 11 points, and it's 49-32, Emporia State trailing. Here's Gonzalez out front working against Treasure Job. Free throw circle, it goes to Knapp, spin, shoots, no good. Rebound Treasure Job for Emporia State. I like the way she plays, though. Here's a feed to Victoria Price, and it gets intercepted by Knapp. Try to make a tough play, and Trinity Knapp stepped right in the way. You like the idea, but the execution just a little off that time. Part of it you credit Knapp for anticipating that. Here's Gonzalez, left wing three. It's in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll be Missouri Western basketball. Substitution for Missouri Western, Mary Fultz into the lineup, replacing Trinity Knapp. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Inbounds pass goes to Mary Knapp, and she travels with it, and the turnover will give it back to Emporia State. 5:18 to go, third quarter, 49-32. Treasure across the timeline with the basketball. Drives it to the left side, kicks it on the wing to Victoria Price. Victoria, a little stop and go, takes it in the lane, working against Gonzalez, and a foul's going to be called on Gonzalez. Now, she does react a little bit. She can't believe the foul was called on her, and she was giving Victoria Price a couple of shoves, and that's her third personal foul. And going to the free throw line will be Emporia State's Victoria Price. Gonzalez will leave the lineup and be replaced by Alyssa Bonilla. Bonilla, 5'4 sophomore out of El Paso, Texas. And Victoria Price to the free throw line, and their first free throw is up and good. That's her second made free throw of the ball game. On the season, Victoria Price, a 79% free throw shooter. Second free throw is also good for Victoria, and she has 12 points. Makes it 49-34. Emporia State now within 15. Here's a feed in the paint to Bonilla. Her layup is good, and she draws contact, and she'll be at the line for the end one. They ran a little pick and roll. Picking up the foul will be Treasure Job. That's her second, and that will take us to our media timeout. 4:53 to play here in the third quarter. 51-34, Missouri Western with the lead as the Hornets are cutting into that deficit. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that Bungie operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bungie provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bungie North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
51-34, our score, Missouri Western with the lead. Emporia State trailed at halftime, 45-21. They've outscored Missouri Western 10-6 to start this second half. But Brianna Budgets will be at the free throw line with the end one. And she converts. That gives her 17 points in the game. Makes it 52-34, back to an 18-point lead for Missouri Western. Treasure Job into front court. Top the key, Sydney Tinner. Left to the free throw circle, Treasure. Brianna Budgett's on her now. Tries to drive, takes it in the paint. Bad shot, no good. Rebound tracked down by Victoria Price. Victoria Price backing in against the defense, and it gets her pocket picked by Clark. Clark with the basketball. Almost has it stolen away. Now they get it down low to Fultz, whose layup crawls off no good. Rebound to Faith Paramore. Feeds it up the floor. Treasure Job. Treasure has it on the wing. Right side. Three. Nope. But the ball goes right to Victoria Price. Her putback is no good. And the rebound this time goes to Missouri Western. Great opportunity. Just didn't capitalize. Down low. Clark gets her shot blocked by Faith Paramore. Loose ball picked up by Treasure Job. Here comes Treasure. Feeds it up the floor. Elena Hartman, left wing three. No good. Rebound Sydney Tinner, though, for Emporia State. Back to Elena Hartman. Has it on the wing left side. Tries to drive with the basketball. Steps back to the three-point stripe. Feeds it across the floor. Faith Paramore with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Try to back down. Here comes the defense. She'll fade away. Throw up a shot off the back iron. No good. Nobody there to rebound for Emporia State. Western into front court to Fultz. Top the key, left open for three. Murray, no. Rebound battled. Ball gets tipped out, picked up by Bonilla. Now they work it to Clark on the wing, right side. Picks up the dribble, needs some help. Needs some help, needs some help, needs some help. The count is on. She'll lob it out to Murray. She'll launch a three. No. Rebound. Treasure Job kept it alive, but she was boxing out and couldn't grab the rebound. And we're going to get a foul on the baseline on Emporia State. Trying to drive the baseline was Bonilla, and she gets pushed out of bounds by Sydney Tinner, who picks up her second personal foul. Second team foul on Emporia State here in the third quarter. Comes a 3:06 to play in the third. 52-34, Missouri Western with the lead. They'll play the ball inbounds on the baseline as Jordan Cunningham re-enters the lineup. Here's Bonilla for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounds. Treasure Jump. She'll race it into front court. Doesn't have the numbers. Pulls up from the free throw line. Shoots it up and in. Treasure Job with 13. Makes it 52-36. Want a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For that special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Just remember, Valentine's Day just around the corner. 10 days away. 2:36 to go here in the third quarter, and a turnover by Missouri Western. And the Hornets will get it back, trailing 52-36. Lady Hornets will get the basketball. Treasure Joe will bring it into front court. Has it across the timeline, drives it to the left side. Kicks it top the key. Elena Harmon open for three. Yes! Just what she needed. Just what the Lady Hornets needed. 8 points for Elena Hartman, and it's 52-39, Missouri Western. Here's Budgets trying to drive on Sydney Tinner. Shot no good, and the rebound to Emporia State. That was a tough attempt by Budgets. Elena Hartman into front court. Gives it off to Faith Paramore. Now in the hands of Treasure Joe. Treasure drives it to the right side. Goes to the basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western's Mary Foltz. Gives it off to Bonilla. Bonilla going coast to coast. Tries to drive in the paint, and Emporia State has it clogged up. And then Bonilla brings it back out top the key. Gives it off to Mary Foltz. Back to Bonilla. She's left to, or make that, yeah, Bonilla, her three-point shot way off the mark. Rebound Emporia State's Elena Hartman. Down low, Faith Paramore working in traffic. Puts up the shot. Gets it partially blocked by Mary Foltz. That's a tough matchup. Down to a minute 21 to go here in the third quarter. 52-39 Missouri Western. This is Bonilla with a basketball. Or Budget shot, no good. Rebound goes to Treasure Joe. Treasure will push the ball in the front court. Has it in the free throw circle. Now backs it out. Top the key. Drives it to the left side. Top the key. It goes to Elena Hartman. Picked up by Budget. Shot clock at 17. 58 on the game clock. Elena Hartman stayed out front. Drives in the lane, puts up the floater. Shot good for Elena Hartman as she drove past Budgets, who reached in to try to slap it away. And Elena with 10, and it's 52-41, and Emporia State within 11 with 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hold a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Driving layup is good for Jordan Cunningham from the left-hand side. That makes a 54-41. Down to 21 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Emporia State can work for the final shot. Treasure Job has the ball picked out of her pocket by Budgets. And at the other end, layup for Budgets. Quick hands by Brianna Budgets as she just reached in and slapped it away from Treasure. And Treasure, as the shot and game clock expire, throws up a three from half court, and it's no good. And we go to the fourth quarter. The score, Missouri Western 56, Emporia State 41. What a basketball brought to you by PT Associates of Emporia. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Nextech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Nextech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Well, a better third quarter for the Lady Hornets. They outscore Missouri Western 17-11. They trail it 56-41 as we go to the fourth quarter. Emporia State will have the ball. And to start this fourth quarter, Treasure Job, Audrey Beatty, Elena Hartman, Victoria Price, and Sydney Tenner. Here's a three from Elena, and that's a little bit off the mark, and the long rebound ends up in the hands of Missouri Western's Connie Clark. She's joined on the floor by Johnny Gonzalez, Brianna Budgets, along with Mary Foltz. Budgets for three. She knocks it home. Budgets. 22 points for Budgets, 59-41, and we're Hornets. Here's a three by Audrey Beatty. That one way off the mark. Rebound tipped around, and Sydney Tenner comes up with it for Emporia State. Here's Treasure Job, and we're going to get a foul called on Missouri Western. It's a holding foul on Connie Clark. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. That's her first or second correction and first team foul. So Emporia State will play the ball inbounds on the baseline. Victoria Price plays it into Elena Hartman. Right side, picks up the dribble. Fultz, or Cunningham on her, gives it out to Sydney Turner. Sydney trying to back in, almost has it stripped away, able to get it back. Now needs some help. Lobs it out high to Elena Hartman, almost out of her reach. She's able to track it down, shot clock at six, and Elena with a one-handed pass down low, intended, I think, for Audrey Beatty. That one sails out of bounds. 51-59-41 the score. Missouri Western with the lead by 18. Emporia State had it down to 11 at one time. High post, Fultz has it on the wing right side. Looks for a cutter, gets it down to Clark in traffic. Shot up and no good, but a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. They call the foul on Elena Hartman. That is her second team foul, number one on Emporia State here in this fourth quarter. And going to the free throw line for Missouri Western will be Connie Clark. She hasn't scored here in the second half and still hasn't scored as her first free throw ricochets off the back of the rim. Water basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday, where The Station is where Emporia connects. Second free throw also no good for Connie Clark, and Emporia State comes the other way. Victoria Price has it way out on the wing left side on the three-point line. Now drives in the paint, kicks it in the corner. Sydney Tinner, right corner three, airballed it. Rebound to Victoria Price. Stick back is good for Victoria Price. And Victoria Price with 14 points. She's the leading scorer for the Lady Hornets. She has 14. Treasure Joe with 13. Elena Hartman with 10. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball. This foul is going to be called on Emporia State's Audrey Beatty. Her first team foul, number two, here in the fourth quarter on the Lady Hornets, and Missouri Western will get the ball to play inbounds on the baseline. Shot clock at 21 seconds. Gonzalez plays it inbounds to Cunningham. Cunningham in the lane. Layup is good. Jordan Cunningham just took it from the right wing and took it in the paint and laid it up from the left-hand side. Ran a little real wheel route. Out front, Audrey Beatty trying to drive. Kicks it out to Elena Hartman, left side. Elena, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Here comes a double team. Kicks it out, Sydney Tinner. Left elbow three. Gets a shot partially blocked. Ball saved by Victoria Price. Right to Sydney Tinner, who spins and shoots and scores. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Emporia State coach Toby Wynn. Sydney Tinner getting her first basket of the ball game, and it makes it 61-45. And it makes it a 16-point lead for Missouri Western with 7:44 to play, and Emporia State takes a timeout. This will be immediate timeout as well. Water basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Water Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station, 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
Back at the field house on the campus of Missouri Western State University. Missouri Western leading 61-45. Emporia State had it down to an 11-point deficit at 52-41, but haven't been able to get much closer than that after trailing by as many. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark, no good, and rebound out of bounds to Missouri Western. Emporia State's biggest deficit has been by 26 points when they trailed 45-19 in the second quarter. Missouri Western to play it inbounds on the baseline. They'll play it inbounds to Cunningham. They get it in the paint. Foltz layup is good as she went one-on-one against Audrey Beatty. And Mary Foltz with 4 points. That's her first made field goal. She has a couple of free throws made. Makes it 63-45. Back to an 18-point lead for Missouri Western. Here's Treasure Job in the lane. Needing some help. Gets it out to Elena Harmon. Elena trying to drive. Path cut off by Budgets. Shot clock at 12. Gets a screen from Audrey Beatty. Kicks it out to Victoria Price. Victoria Price will stop and go. Drives to the lane. Puts up the shot. Scores the bucket. And draws the foul. Victoria Price showing that burst of speed down the lane. Gets to the rim. Lays it up and in. She has 16. Looking for 17. Picking up the personal foul for Missouri Western will be Camille Evans. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number 2 on Missouri Western. Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore into the lineup. She replaces Audrey Beatty. Free throw bounces away. No good. And the rebound goes to Missouri Western. As Jordan Cunningham just outreaches Faith Paramore. Out front, Cunningham with the basketball. Swings it on the wing right side. Open was Evans. Didn't shoot the ball. Penetrates, kicks it tap the key to Cunningham. They're content to run some clock here. Down to 6:34 to play in the game. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Foltz with the basketball. Gives it off to Clark. Clark from 17. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound. Treasure thought she had the position but didn't get the rebound. Now here's Budgets. Tap the key. It goes to Cunningham. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Pass in the lane. Knocked away but ended up with the basketball. It'll be Clark. Now they work it, tap the key to Foltz. She'll shoot the three. Missed it. Rebound goes to Faith Paramore for Emporia State. She'll bring the ball across the timeline for the Lady Hornets. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Gets a screen from Sydney Tenner. Tap the key. Faith shoots and three-point shot. Missed it. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Foltz there with it. And then Sydney Tenner going for the steal will be whistled for the foul. Try to sneak from behind and knock the ball free instead of made contact with the body and gets whistled for the foul. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Missouri Western will have the ball. The play inbounds and backwards. 63-47. Missouri Western with a lead. 5:48 to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a steal. Treasure Job up the floor. Down the lane to the rim, throws up a shot. It goes in. Treasure Joe with a steal on the score. She has 15, makes it 63-49, a 14-point deficit for the Lady Hornets. 5.5 minutes to play, and Budgets has the ball knocked free. Almost turned it over, but Emporia State couldn't get there quick enough, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Missouri Western. Coach Candy Whitaker calling timeout, and Emporia State will have the ball. Or Missouri Western will have the ball out of the timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Emporia State baseball team, the bottom of the ninth, leading 6-5 over Northern State. And they have one on and nobody out in the bottom of the ninth. It's Emporia State scored 2 runs in the top of the eighth inning to take the 6-5 lead. Hornets looking to start the season 2-0. They'll be back in action tomorrow. They'll take on Southwestern Oklahoma State. They're playing in a first pitch tournament down in Edmond, Oklahoma, hosted by Central Oklahoma. They're scheduled to be back at home next weekend, hosting Minot State. Unfortunately, those games will not be played at the Tressler Sports Complex. They're supposed to start demolition and installing a new infield turf at Glennon Field at the Tressler Sports Complex. And I believe they'll be playing their home games next week at Rock Creek High School, St. George. So Emporia State, their home games will not necessarily be home games. Emporia State softball team scheduled to open up their season next week, going down to Lubbock, Texas for a tournament. I believe hosted by Lubbock Christian. Lady Hornet softball team also has a trip to Hawaii on their schedule. They'll do that during spring break. They'll play Hawaii Pacific and Chaminade. Back to action here at the Fieldhouse on the campus of Missouri Western. Griffins with the basketball and 63-49 lead. Johnny Gonzalez back on the floor for the Griffins. She'll shoot a three. It's no good. Rebound to Mary Fulton. She has the ball stripped out of her hand. She gets tied up by Treasure Job. Alternate possession, though, keeps it in the hands of Missouri Western. So the Griffins will get another opportunity here. Western to play the ball inbounds. Try to get it inbounds. They play it inbounds to Abby Balla. She has it out front. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Gets past Treasure. One-handed pass to Benia, who lobs it down low to Clark. Her layup no good. Rebound battle for it. Emporia State comes up with it. Treasure Job with a loose basketball. Brings the ball in the front court. Pulls up from the free throw line. Shoots it up and in. Treasure Job, and she may have tweaked her ankle. She's been battling that for the last couple of seasons, and she's grabbing a hold of her left ankle, and you can tell she's not. It doesn't feel the greatest, but she'll gut it out. 63-51, Emporia State down by 12 with 4:32 to go. Trying to drive, Foltz losing the control of the basketball. She's not able to gain it, and Treasure Job almost comes up with a steal, but the ball ends up out of bounds, so it remains Northwest basketball. Substitution for Emporia State. Checking into the lineup will be Kylie Shear replacing Treasure Job. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Griffins play the ball inbounds to Gonzalez. Now try to drive in the lane, going to the rim. The layup is good for Abby Balla. 5'7 sophomore out of Katy, Texas. Her first basket of the ball game. 65-51, 14-point lead for Missouri Western in the paint. Victoria Price shot, missed everything. Rebound goes to Connie Clark for the Griffins. Johnny Gonzalez in the front court with the basketball. Drives it to the right side, takes it in the paint, dishes it off to Mary Foltz, who is wide open and unguarded and gets the lay-in. She has six. 67-51, back to a 16-point lead. 4-0 run for Missouri Western. Here's Elena Hartman out front. Thought about the three. Kicks it on the wing left side. This is Sydney Tenner for three, and she airballed it. Left it way short. Rebound up the floor. Feed to Foltz. Her layup is good at the other end. Fast break basket for the Griffins. And all of a sudden, it's back to an 18-point deficit for the Lady Hornets. Here's Faith Paramore. Swings it left side to Victoria Price. Victoria on the wing. Left side. Trying to work around the screen. In the corner goes to Elena Hartman. Now they give it to Sydney Tenner, who gets the ball almost stripped. Now she gets it to Faith or Elena Hartman for a three. Rims out, long rebound, spins out to Budget. Feeds it up the floor to Foltz, whose layup is good, and she's fouled. Now Emporia State added down to a 12-point deficit, and they're now down by 20. 8-0 run by the Griffins. Substitution for Emporia State. Back into the lineup, Treasure Job. Setting down will be Kylie Shear. And Mary Foltz at the free throw line for a chance at an and one. And the free throw is good. Now, Emporia State trailed big at the end of the first quarter. They were trailing 21-8, and they have never recovered. They did get down to 11 a couple times, driving in the lane, going for a layup. Treasure Job, and she's going to get fouled. They'll call this foul on Brianna Budgets. That's her first. She couldn't believe the call. And this will put Treasure Job at the free throw line. Treasure was 17 points this afternoon. She is 3-for-4 from the free throw line. First free throw is up and good for Treasure. She'll get a second free throw. Gives her 18 points in the contest. She'll get a second free throw here. And this one is good. Treasure with 19. Victoria Price with 16, 10 for Elena Hartman. Missouri Western led by Brianna Budgets with 22. They get it down low to Mary Foltz, whose layup is good. That gives her 13 points. 13 points also for Connie Clark. All her points came in the first half. Mary Foltz, 11 of those points come here in the second half. Treasure from 15, shot, rims off, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor, picked up by Sydney Tenner. Gets it out to Treasure Job. She'll shoot the three. Yes, a hair crafter's three for Treasure Job, and that gives her 22 points in the game. Western the other way with Brianna Budgets at the control, 74-56. Missouri Western with a lead by 18. Budgets can't handle a pass from Johnny Gonzalez, who tried to throw it from the right side to the left wing, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Substitution for the Lady Hornets. Kylie Shear and Audrey Beatty will check in. Setting down will be Faith Paramore and Sydney Tinner. Leno Hartman, Treasure Job, Audrey Beatty, Victoria Price, and Kylie Shear on the floor for the Lady Hornets for the minute 56 to play. Treasure working off a double screen. Works it to the left side. Now swings it back left side. Elena Hartman gets her three-point shot blocked. I think her hand got hit, but nothing called there as they blocked the shot. And Missouri Western comes the other way. Gonzalez. Now they go down low. Clark underneath the basket. Now kicks it top the key to Fultz for a three. That one missing. Rebound goes to Emporia State's Victoria Price. Feeds it up the floor. Treasure Joe. Treasure across the timeline. Left wing three, nailed it. 24 points for Treasure Jope, 74-59. 15-point deficit for the Lady Hornets. Here's a bounce pass in the paint. Connie Clark in the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it goes to Kylie Shear for Emporia State. Kylie will help the other way as we get down to 1 minute to play. Three-point shot air ball put up by Kylie Shear. The ball goes out of bounds to Missouri Western. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Out front with it is Gonzalez. Down to 47 seconds to play. Free throw circle. It goes to Clark in the deep left corner. Three-point shot up, in and out. No good for Missouri Western. Rebound goes to Audrey Beatty. That three-point shot missed by Abby Balla. Here's Treasure Job down the lane. Working against Brianna Budget. Shot missed. Rebound to Emporia State. And they're going to call a foul on Emporia State. I think they call it on Treasure Job. As she's going to be a little slow to get up. She was going after the loose basketball. Nope, they're going to call this foul on Audrey Beatty. That'll be the fifth team foul. I don't think that would have been even close to being on Audrey Beatty. Going to the free throw line at the other end was Brianna Budgets. They must have called that foul before there was a chase for the loose basketball between Budgets and Treasure Job. Free throw for Budgets is up and good. That gives her 23 points in the game. She'll get a second free throw here. Makes it 75-59, Missouri Western. Second free throw is also good for Budgets. She'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Camille Evans. Down to 29 seconds to play. 76-59, Missouri Western with the lead. Here in the second half, though, Emporia State winning the second half. Here in the fourth quarter, though, Missouri Western's outscored Emporia State 20-18. Treasure Job, top of the key. It goes to Elena Hartman. Back to Treasure Job on the right side. Fakes the ball. Drives to the basket, and she'll be fouled. She'll be at the free throw line. Drawing the foul will be Camille Evans. Got her out of balance and tried to reach in and try to steal the ball and gets whistled for the foul as Treasure's going to the free throw line. She's getting some calls tonight. We haven't seen her, or this afternoon, that we haven't seen her get a lot this season with the free throw being good. A lot of times she'll get bumped and pushed around in the paint and not get anything call her way. Today she's getting some of those calls, and second free throw rims off for a Treasure. Treasure 26 points in the game. And Missouri Western can now dribble it out as they're going to win this one. Our final score this afternoon will be Missouri Western 76, Emporia State 60. That 21-8 hole that they dug themselves in the first quarter, too much for Emporia State to climb out of, and they end up going down to defeat. See their three-game winning streak come to an end, and Missouri Western gets the victory. We'll be back to take a look at the game numbers and go over some of the stats when we come back. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
76-60, the final score. Missouri Western gets the victory over Emporia State. And they were able to build a 21-8 lead after the first quarter, and Emporia State was never able to catch up, even though they did outscore Missouri Western 36-31 in the second half, so a better second half. But they trailed at halftime 45-21, and they end up losing 76-60 as they lose by 16. They trailed by as many as 26 points in the ball game, but just too deep of a hole to climb out of in the second half. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for Missouri Western, they had three players score in double figures, leading the way. Brianna Budgets with 24. Connie Clark with 13 points. And all 13 of those points came in the first half. She also finished with a team-high 10 rebounds, so a double-double for Connie Clark. Mary Foltz with 13 points. 11 of those came in the second half. 7 points for Johnny Gonzalez, 6 each for Trinity Knapp and for Jordan Cunningham. 3 points in the game for Cleo Murray. 2 points for Abby Bala and for Camille Evans. For Emporia State, they were led by Treasure Job with 26 points, 16 from Victoria Price, 10 points for Elena Hartman, 4 points for Audrey Beatty, 2 points for Sydney Tenner, 2 points for Faith Paramore, and that was all the scoring for the Lady Hornets. They just needed more help. But Treasure Job has moved up to number 3 all-time on the scoring list in Emporia State Lady Hornet history, behind now only Michelle Stevie and Carolyn Richardson. Looking at the team numbers, Missouri Western today, 30 of 71 from the floor for 42%, 5 of 25 from the beyond the arc for 20%, 11 of 13 at the free throw line for 84%. Emporia State, 23 of 67 from the floor for 34%, 5 of 26 from the three-point line for 19%, and 9 of 12 at the free throw line for 75%. Missouri Western wins a rebounding battle, 49-39. Again, their leading rebounder is Connie Clark with 10. Emporia State's leading rebounders, Treasure Job and Victoria Price, with 7 each. Emporia State turned the ball over 13 times. Missouri Western turned the ball over 11 times. They had a total of 9 steals, 5 of them belonging to Connie Clark. And therein will lie part of the difference in this ball game. Missouri Western scored 13 points off of Emporia State's 13 turnovers. Emporia State was 7 points off of 11 turnovers by Missouri Western. Emporia State gets outscored in the paint 42-16. On second chance points, they get outscored 12-9. Fast break opportunities, they get outscored 23-15. And the Missouri Western bench outscores Emporia State's bench 20-2. Biggest lead for Emporia State was by 2. That was at 4-2. That came early in the first quarter. They only led for 2 minutes and 5 seconds. They trailed for 36 minutes and 43 seconds. Again, their biggest deficit was by 26 points when they trailed 45-19. That in the second quarter of this basketball game. Emporia State trailed 21-8 at the end of the first quarter. They trailed at halftime 45-21. They trailed going to the fourth quarter 56-41. And final score 76-60. Our final stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown.